Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com. As you heard in the open, Kennesaw has only been to the state tournament once since 1992, and that was a first-round loss to Archbishop Bergen in 2008 for Overton. They're trying to make it for the third straight year. This group of seniors played in the state final two seasons ago, and now they are trying to find their way back and with a chance to make some noise in D1. It's time for a look at your starting lineups, brought to you by your friends at Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. The visitors today will be the Overton Eagles, and they'll start with number 11, a 6-foot junior, Matt Ayton. Number 21, 5-foot 10-inch senior, is Dallas Bavard. Number 31, 6-foot 3-inch sophomore, is Tanner Ryan. Number 33, 5-foot 11-inch sophomore, is Hayden Cahoy. And a big fellow that leads them in scoring and rebounding, number 45, a 6-foot 2-inch senior, Jacob Olmstead. The head coach of the Overton Eagles is Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little. Overton is 19-4 on the season. They are ranked 7th in the Omaha World Herald and 4th in the Lincoln Journal Star coming into the postseason. For the Kennesaw Blue Devils, number 21 is a 5-foot 9-inch junior, Brady Staten. Number 23 is a 5-foot 11-inch junior, Tyler Schnitzler, the Blue Devils' leading scorer. Number 25, 6-foot junior, is Dalton Bender. Number 35, 6-foot 1-inch senior, Gavin Robinson. And number 43 is a 6-foot senior, Zane Woodman. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Jack Ingram, assisted by Tom Budnick and Christian Cruz. Kennesaw comes in with a record of 16-7. They defeated Wilcox Hildreth and Amherst, a pair of Fort Kearney Conference opponents, in the sub-district tournament. And for Overton, they defeated Elwood and Arapahoe in their sub-district tournaments. So a trip to state on the line here tonight in Class D. Some good basketball games out there tonight, and we remind you that on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, a D2 battle tonight between Loomis out of the FKC and defending state champion Giltner. That game on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, while Hastings and Aurora are playing on 1230 AM KHAS. You can also hear all of those games on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank. And we're back with more after this.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, and Kennesaw. The other games going on in D1 tonight, Pawnee City is playing Deschler. West Point Guardian Angels is taking on Bancroft Rosalie. Randolph is taking on O'Neill St. Mary's. Humphrey St. Francis is playing High Plains, and Sandhills Thetford is taking on Paxton. Your D2 games tonight, Hampton plays Fall City Sacred Heart. Howells is taking on Elkhorn Valley. Wynot is in their district final tonight, as is Brady playing Hayes Center, and Arthur County is taking on Layton. And those are your contests going on tonight in the area. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip of our D15 District Championship between Kennesaw and Overton right after this.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriShare product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And we're glad you're back with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. Plenty of basketball going on tonight in the area, as we said. You take a look at the point standings as we go into tonight's basketball game in Class D1. And when we get towards the end of the game, we'll look at that state tournament bracket. But O'Neill St. Mary's is number one, Paxton two, Pawnee City is three. And Overton needs two of those three teams to win tonight to guarantee themselves a spot in the state high school basketball tournament. Overton is setting in the four hole, followed by St. Francis, West Boyd, Sandhills, Thetford, High Plains, and Arapaho. Kennesaw is well back at around 15th in the points, so they must win tonight to advance on. Kennesaw is the home team in the white with the blue trim, the exact opposite for traveling Overton. They are in the dark blue or blue jerseys with the white trim. And Overton will move from left to right. Kennesaw will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Glad you're along with us. Doug Duda here on Classic Hits 98.9. The girls' state tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The boys' state tournament next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It'll be Jacob Olmstead, jumping center against Kevin Robinson. A couple of football powers that have made it here to the district basketball final. Chris Maracic and crew doing the officiating. Chris will be the one to throw the basketball in the air. And a lot of blue in the gymnasium here tonight. Here we go. As the whistle blows, it's in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by Kennesaw. Overton will come out and play man-to-man, and Kennesaw will have to find a way to get some points in this ball game early on, get him some confidence here. With the basketball up top off the switch is going to be Zane Woodman. To the left wing, they'll go to Robinson. Up top, Schnitzler, first shot of the game is a three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Ayton. His outlet pass causes a foul to be called. And the foul is going to go against Tyler Schnitzler. And that's one man that they cannot afford to get in foul trouble. Kennesaw also is going to be out-rebounded by Overton tonight. They just can't afford it to be by a lot. They have nobody that averages six boards a game. Olmstead, pick and roll, get it back inside of another foul. Driving to the hoop, a foul called, and will send Tanner Ryan to the line. And the foul is on Schnitzler. Two fouls in 30 seconds on Tyler Schnitzler. And Jay Stair probably knew what he was doing, set up that first play to go at him after he got that first foul. And at the line will be Tanner Ryan. The first free throw is on the way, and it is good. That is not the way Kennesaw wanted to start, and Coach Ainram will take Schnitzler out and bring in Cole Kimley. And that already changes your game plan if you're the Blue Devils. Second free throw now for Ryan. On the way, and it's in. So Tanner Ryan hits the first two free throws, and Overton has jumped out to a 2-0 lead here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Bringing the ball up the floor on the right side is going to be Zane Woodman. Gives it off there to Kimley. Kimley. Guarded up top by Cahoy. Overton has a little bit more height on the floor, especially with Ryan at 6'3". Coach Einram said, I'm worried about him. Baseline jumper is on the way. No good by Robinson. Rebound brought down by Ayton, and then a double dribble as he tries to bring it up the floor. And Overton with the first turnover of the game. So Kennesaw will get the ball at midcourt. Barely a minute into the basketball game here, and to throw it in for the Blue Devils will be Dalton Bender. Bender will get that ball into Woodman, and he wants to get it right in the hands of Staten. So Brady Staten going to handle that ball. One dribble gives it off to Woodman on the right wing. Couple of dribbles, trying to stay out of that double team. Gives it on the high screen, now swings it down to the right-hand corner. Good bounce pass, a lot of passing here. Now trying to force the shot inside. It's going to kick off the rim, no good by Bender, and it'll go out of bounds to Overton. So the ball comes back over to the Eagles, and a little pressure in the backcourt here. Let's decide what Kennesaw wants to do with it. They will guard the inbound, and Overton will get it into Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy will try and bring the ball up the floor, push it up with a right-hand dribble, brings it across the timeline right side. Stops the top of the circle and swings it over to Tanner Ryan. Ryan squares up, guarded out there by Bender. Into the corner to Olmstead. Olmstead drives to the low block, cut off, kicks it back out. Jumper on the way, Ryan, no good. Rebound brought down inside by the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and they'll hustle the ball up the floor. Into the front court, Kimberly with it. Tries to lob it down low, gets it in to Robinson, back on the baseline, driving in, putting the shot up, but it will not fall for Staten. And a foul call. Both teams wearing the odd numbers here tonight. And two free throws are coming up for Brady Staten. Foul was called on Bavard. First foul of the game on Overton. Free throw is up and it is in. If you just joined us, Tyler Schnitzler got two fouls in the first 30 seconds here of the quarter, and he's now on the bench for Coach Ainram. Second free throw is on the way, and it dances home. So Staten hits them both. We're tied at two. Both teams with a pair of free throws. Pushing the ball up the floor as Ayton tries to go all the way. He does. Lays it up. No good. Then he's called for a foul as he couldn't get the rebound away from Kimley. And Ayton with his first personal foul. Second team foul. So both teams trying to find a flow here to the basketball game and have not been able to do that yet. 2 minutes in. It's 2-2. And Overton will put on a little pressure in the backcourt here. Trying to keep that ball out of the hands of Kimley. Kimley works to bring it across the timeline against his counterpart, number 33, Cahoy. Gives it off to Woodman, who loses the dribble. Now he's right at the midcourt line and goes out of bounds. Turnover, Kennesaw, their first of the basketball game. And Overton will throw it in from the backcourt. Good crowd on hand, not packed yet. Of course, where the band was setting, they cleared it out a little bit, so pretty full here between Overton and Kennesaw. Olmstead with it on the left elbow. Off the pick. High post. Takes the jumper from 16. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Kennesaw's Dalton Bender. And up the floor come the Blue Devils. On the left wing, Staten. Staten back up top. They'll go to Kimley. Kimley puts the ball on the floor to the right baseline. Fadeaway jumper from Tannity. Hit it. Tough shot, but Kimley knocks down the first field goal of the basketball game. And Kennesaw takes a 4-2 lead. Fast break the other way. Wide open jumper from 17 is no good by Tanner Ryan. And the rebound brought down by Kennesaw. And then trying to get it back, a foul on Overton. Kimley with another foul. And Cahoy with a rebound. And Cahoy with the foul. And we got a timeout on the floor here for Overton. So Kennesaw has their leading scorer on the bench. And Overton is still trailing. With 5:11 to go, first quarter, 4-2. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we get back to action here at Cope Gymnasium on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw 4, Overton 2. Kennesaw ball here. After the foul call, that is the fourth on Overton, and we have only played 3 minutes. And I'm sure that's the third on Overton, excuse me, we've played 3 minutes. But Coach there doesn't want to get into a free throw shooting contest. Kennesaw on the low block, driving in. Nothing there for Dalton Bender. Switches it out in the right-hand corner to Staten. Back up top, driving in, taking an extra step. The shot no good by Kimley. Offensive rebound, kicked back out. The jumper is good by Dalton Bender. Gavin Robinson with the rebound. And it is 6-4 in favor of Kennesaw. 6-2 in favor of Kennesaw. As Hayton brings the ball across the timeline. Swings it over to the left wing. Into the hands of Hayden Cahoy. Back up top to Olmstead. Olmstead's stutter dribble doesn't go anywhere. Three-pointed out. Ayton on the way. It's well short. Ball tipped back out by Ayton. Saves the basketball. Now driving in and scoring will be Tanner Ryan. 6-4. Kennesaw by two on the low block. Try to get it inside. Somehow it's caught. Tough shot. No good there by Lane. And the rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan at the other end to Olmstead for the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Zane Woodman. Woodman will bring it across the timeline. Everybody out of control. Woodman throws it to the right wing. Big collision and a blocking foul going to be called on Hayden Cahoy, trying to slow Kimley's pursuit to the bucket. And coming into the ball game now for Overton will be Joel Schaefer, a 5'10 sophomore, and Mason Stoker, a 6'2 junior for Kennesaw. Both coaches telling me that they were not at full strength tonight. Their kids were here, and they were suited up, and they were going to play. But neither team is at full strength here tonight. And Coach Stairs says, I'll just kind of let you know that about four of my five guys aren't at full strength right now. He said, I'll tell you more afterwards, but we'll see how that all plays out. Trying to drop it inside. There's Stoker, point blank, no good, but he saves the ball on the offensive board. Kicks it out to Kimley, who swings it over to Staten. Staten gets it inside, and we're going to get a three-second call here on Kennesaw. Camped out in the lane. Stoker didn't get out of there, and that'll be the second turnover on the Blue Devils. 3.5 to go here in quarter number one. 6-4 in favor of Kennesaw. Neither team has got much going here early on, and Overton would like to get a bucket here and get some pressure on. With the basketball is Bavar in the left-hand corner. Tries the entry pass. It's knocked away. Just because Olmstead's a big boy down there doesn't mean that he's going to be inside all the time. And that's one thing to remember if you're an Overton Eagle fan or just kind of wondering what they're going to be doing out there. But he does lead this basketball team in most categories. And now the inbounds goes all the way into the back court. And Jacob Olmstead called for the over and back. He waited until it got almost out of bounds before he touched the basketball. And we'll get the ball back in here underneath the hoop for Kennesaw. They get it down low. Stoker, short jumper, no good. Kimley with the offensive rebound, knocked out of his hands and the steal made. Kennesaw gives it up after Kimley had the offensive rebound. So down the floor they come again. And ball between the circles for Matt Ayton. Ayton, crossover dribble, working here on Trevor Burr, who came in. And a foul going to be called on Burr. Got caught up in the crossover. First foul on Burr. Third team foul now on Kennesaw. Two on Schnitzler, one on him. On the other side, Hayden Cahoy has two for Overton. Inbounds comes to Ayton. Ayton into the paint, kicks it out on the wing, and we've got some contact. No whistle. The ball falls into the hands of Dallas Bavard, and he is going to be fouled on the putback. It looked like Gavin Robinson committed a foul there on the drive of Tanner Ryan. The foul will be called on Zane Woodman. And at the line to shoot two will be Dallas Bavard. And Bavard's first free throw is on the way. Hits the front of the rim and will not crawl over. It's no good. For Olmstead, he averages 17.5 points per ball game. Gets you about 9 boards per basketball game. And so far, he's been quiet. No points, no boards. Second free throw, Bavard, and it spins out no good. Rebound brought down by Mason Stoker. This is a team that from the line shoots 64% on the year. Does Overton, but couldn't get those to go. A pretty lackluster first quarter, playing probably more into the hands of Kennesaw as they kick it to Stoker, and Stoker hits the short jumper, his first bucket. And it's back to a 4-point lead, 8-4, fast break the other way. They dish it underneath to Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer is there for the layup. Makes it 8-6. As Overton has no problem run of the floor here. That's what they want to do. They're not a team that scores in the 70s and 80s, but they like to get up and down the floor on transition if they can. It is Kennesaw basketball playing right and left side of the key here. Up top with it is Burr. Burr swings it over on the right side to Dalton Bender. Bender drives into the paint, tipped away from behind, but it finds its way to Burr, who cans the 15-footer. And now we're starting to warm up a little bit. Kennesaw 10-6 up the floor. Here comes Overton. Tanner Ryan into the paint. Jump pass out to Ayton for the three, but it is no good. Rebound is put back up off balance by Bavard underneath. There's a fight for the loose ball, and winning the battle is Tanner Ryan. And then Overton throws it away. Ryan had to run it down at the top of the key, and Overton throws it away. Each team with three turnovers and a minute 32 to go here in the first quarter of play. A reminder, coming up at the half, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll keep you updated on games around the area. Giltner and Loomis currently playing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kennesaw walks the ball up the floor here. With it will be Brady Staten, leading it by four. Gives it to Trevor Burr. Burr goes back on the left wing to Bender. Gets it underneath. There's Stoker, left-handed jumper up and in. So they bring Stoker in, and it's working right now. See what kind of switch they make on the Overton side. A six-point Kennesaw lead. And remember, Tyler Schnitzler, their leading scorer, got two fouls in the first 30 seconds. Here's a good pass inside to Ayton. He'll lay it up and in on the assist from Joel Schaefer. So that makes it 12-8. Stoker, the only player for either team that's got more than one bucket here in the first quarter. We're under a minute. Pass gets into the hands of Staten. On the left elbow, he'll give it over to Burr. Switch it right side to Kimley, who has played the whole first quarter outside of that 30 seconds. He came in for Schnitzler. Skip pass right side, Staten. Guarded there by Ayton in the man-to-man. Gives it up top to Bender. Reverse it to the left-hand corner. Trying to get it into Stoker and anticipating it and making the steal will be Tanner Ryan. He knew what was coming that time. Kennesaw ran the play one too many times. And we're down to 25 seconds to go as Overton walks it into the front court. Pass to the left wing. A little trip up. The ball is loose, but Schaefer does a good job to get it back into Ayton. Swings it over to Bavard. Back up top they go to Ryan. 12 seconds. Ryan into Olmstead. Turnaround jumper way off the mark. Might have been partially blocked. And Trevor Burr comes out of the way of the basketball. And his outlet pass is taken right back by Olmstead. Midcourt with three. With two. The pull-up jumper. Olmstead three at the horn is in and out. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play in the boys' D15 district championship game. The Kennesaw Blue Devils 12 and the Overton Eagles 8 here on Classic Hits.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than a look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. We're ready to begin the second quarter of play. We'll give you some numbers in just a moment individually and team-wise here in the first quarter of play. Kennesaw leads it 12-8, and Overton will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Get it into the paint. Olmstead off-balance jumper. It sits on the rim. No good. Oh, the rebound was brought down by Overton and then slapped out into the hands of Gavin Robinson. And hitting the ground was Bavard, who looked like he had the offensive board, but they let it go. And now it'll be back over to the Blue Devils, leading it 12-8. They had five turnovers, Overton three in the first quarter. Schnitzler's back in there after playing just 30 seconds in the start of the game and picked up two fouls. 4 points for Stoker, four different players with 2 points. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 Overton, 0 of 1 Kennesaw. Each team has hit a couple of free throws. Driving in, Schnitzler draws the contact, throws it up, and it goes in off the iron. Chance for a 3-point play here for Tyler Schnitzler. And that equals the largest lead here so far of the game at 6 points. Back into the game will be Zane Woodman for Kennesaw. And Staten will check out. The foul is on Bavard, his second. So he and Cahoy have two for Overton, and Schnitzler has two for Kennesaw. And the free throw by Schnitzler is up, and it is in. So the three-point play completed, and it is a seven-point lead here for the Blue Devils at 15-8. Checking into the ball game for Overton will be Creighton Ryan, a 5'10 freshman. And coming to the bench will be Cahoy. Fast break the other way. Pull up three in transition. Ryan over everything. And the rebound brought down by Zane Woodman. So Overton hasn't been able to get anything done here so far. And up the floor with it, Schnitzler gives it off to the right wing to Woodman. Well out on the right side of the key. Try to set a little pick and roll. Woodman comes to the high post. Gives it out there to Robinson. Lobs it in. And the short jumper is missed. Trying for the offensive rebound. After the miss is Bender, but they're going to call him over the back. That'll be the first foul on Dalton Bender. Fifth team foul, each team with five here. 6:50 to go in the first half of play. It is 15-8 Kennesaw. UNK leading Shadron tonight, 21-11 midway through the first quarter as Olmsted forces his way into the paint and gets his first bucket of the ball game. They're going to try and get the ball to the big fella, 15-10 Kennesaw. Again, UNK hosting Shadron to the RMAC tournament here tonight. 21-11, UNK leading midway through the first half. Should have a Giltner update against Loomis momentarily. Right now, Kennesaw has the ball up top to Zane Woodman. Swings it over to Tyler Schnitzler. Drives to the left side of the key against the double team and lost the handle. A travel will be called. That'll be the sixth turnover here on the Blue Devils. Rebounding in that first quarter, Kennesaw hit the boards. They got 10 and Overton got 7. And you would expect that to be the other way around. Overton trying to get it into Olmsted. The ball kicked. So they'll reset it and bring it from the baseline here. Out of bounds play for the Eagles. Throwing it in will be Matt Ayton. Ayton looking. Looking and kicks it to the elbow. Ryan wide open takes the 12-footer, but again, way off the mark. There's been three or four shots Overton has taken that have not drawn iron here tonight. And so they have not found their shooting touch yet. And Kennesaw has a five-point lead with 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter at 15-10. Into the front court with it is going to be Dalton Bender. He waits almost over and back, but he made sure Staten got across the timeline. Gives it off to Woodman. Woodman well out of the right wing. Holds the ball off that high pick and roll. Overton's ready for it, and they screen. Come off the pick to Schnitzler at the top of the key. Schnitzler tries right side on eight and got him off balance. Takes it to the hole and scores. Schnitzler with all 5 points here in the quarter for Kennesaw, 17-10. Ayton pushes it up the floor but can't get inside as he's doubled once he gets to the high post left elbow. Into the right-hand corner, Creighton Ryan has it. Back up top they go to Tanner Ryan, to Olmsted. Jacob will set the offense here, hold the ball on his hip, get everybody set, and they'll get into it. Trying to get it inside, nothing there. Up top, Ayton looked at the three, he's covered. Bounce pass inside is stolen away. Gavin Robinson comes away with it, 3-on-1. Dishes it off. Olmsted lets him go. And a bucket for Dalton Bender. And it's 19-10. Kennesaw leads it by 9. Overton with the basketball. Biggest deficit so far. Olmsted with it on the left wing. Decides to fire the 3, but it is no good. And the long rebound comes out to Tyler Schnitzler. And Overton just ice cold right now as Kennesaw brings it into the front court. Right-hand corner to Gavin Robinson. Robinson, ball knocked out of his hands there by Tanner Ryan, but he got it back. Swing it to Schnitzler, left baseline, pulls up, 8-footer over the big fella. Olmsted won't go, and the rebound brought down by Joel Schaefer. And then the ball knocked away off of a kick, they're going to say, by Kennesaw. Coming out of the game is going to be Schnitzler and Brady Staten, and coming in will be Trevor Burr and Cole Kimley. 4:25 remains in our first half. 19-10 Kennesaw pulling a little bit of a shocker right here. Obviously, teams all over the state watching that wild card. It's no guarantee for Overton. They need things to happen. Now Olmsted comes in, jump stop in the lane, double teamed and still scores. Olmsted with both buckets here in the second quarter for Overton makes it 19-14. 19-12, yeah. They had it wrong at the other end, but now laying it up and in is going to be Trevor Burr as he got back underneath the hoop. Makes it 21-12. And at the other end, fast break layup, no good. Rebound is tapped out to Ayton. He'll kick it into the corner for a three-pointer that is in and out, and we've got a foul. as they're pushing off for a spot inside. And the foul will go on Overton's Tanner Ryan, his first, and the team's sixth. Schnitzler re-enters here for Kennesaw. .3:40 to go here in the first half of play. Walking the ball up the floor on the right side. It will be the point guard, Trevor Burr. Gets across the timeline and fires it off to Dalton Bender. Bender swings it over the left side to Gavin Robinson. Robinson, top of the circle, swings it right side to Burr. Almost knocked out of his hands there. Now he goes by the defender and lays it off for an easy little jumper that will not fall that time for Robinson. And the rebound, Matt Ayton, his fifth. Outlet pass, they've got a break. They've got a layup, and it's up, and it is in for Creighton Ryan on the assist from Brother Tanner. And it's 21-14. 7-point lead still for Kennesaw. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Schnitzler with it in the right-hand corner. Tries to force it inside. The ball's kicked away and out of bounds. Tried to force it to Bender. Did a heck of a job just to get a hand on it. And that'll be the seventh turnover in the game for Kennesaw. Let's set the five on the floor for you now for Overton. Matt Ayton, Joel Schaefer, Jacob Olmstead, Creighton Ryan, and Hayden Cahoy. Up the floor, Ayton got by his defender. Kicks it off on the wing to the trailer, Schaefer. Back up top to Cahoy. Swings it right side, and they'll play it up top. Ayton, long three, is on the way and in. The first of the game. Matt Ayton, after missing seven in a row, the Eagles knocked down the three-pointer and cut the lead to four. Kennesaw 21 at Overton 17. 2:35 to go here in the first half as Schnitzler brings the ball across the timeline. Left hand dribble to the wing. Gives it off there to Robinson. Robinson has it knocked away by Olmstead. The ball goes out of bounds, and Olmstead goes into the Overton bench. Olmstead got popped in the eye in practice, requiring 13 stitches last Friday. So he's got a big Band-Aid over his right eye. I told him before the game he didn't need to wear a Band-Aid to look tough, and he told me I got 13 stitches up there, as I think he told me that it was Joel Schaefer that caught him with an elbow in practice as the ball is knocked away. But again, the flow, both teams, when they can get it going, we've seen them run the floor, but when they don't get those layups, it's pretty dead out there. 21-17, Kennesaw leads it by four, 2:10 to go here in the first half of play. Ball up between the circles, playing catch to the left wing, trying to get it inside to Stoker. It's deflected, then it's deflected off Stoker and out of bounds. Back-to-back turnovers for Kennesaw. Overton has figured out what Kennesaw is trying to do. They're anticipating and jumping the lane, jumping the pass. Now Overton quickly gets it down the floor, long pass to Schaefer, decides not to challenge, and he gives it to Ayton, and Ayton's called for the carry. Tried to get around the defender, and it just rolled right up his wrist. And Overton will give it right back. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us here on Classic Hits. 1:45 to go here. Loomis leading Giltner in a low-scoring game over in the D2. Driving, baseline, contact. They'll let it go, and the shot is up and in. Cole Kimley, his second bucket of the ball game. 23-17 at the other end. Olmstead answers with a three. All seven of his points here in the second quarter of play, 23-20. So that 9-point lead for Kennesaw has been shaved to three with 1:20 to go in the first half. On the left wing is Robinson. Robinson on the low post. Stoker gets inside his man Olmstead, then kicks it out of the wing, and Schnitzler's pass is kicked away. He dished it off to Trevor Burr, hoping he would take the short jumper, but he got rid of it immediately. Into the ball game for Kennesaw, Dalton Bender. Now here comes Logan Kaiser in for Overton. And also back into the game is going to be Tanner Ryan. Inbounds pass comes out on the wing to Burr. Burr into the corner. Schnitzler elevates for the three, and it goes. It hit the rim, went high off the glass, and flushes through. Schnitzler now with 8 points in the quarter. First three of the game for Kennesaw. Fast break the other way, driving, a whistle, blocker, a charge. That will take a moment to decide and call it a block. And Joel Schaefer will go to the line and shoot two, and the foul is on Tyler Schnitzler. That is his third. He picked up two in the first 30 seconds, and now at 57 seconds to go here in the half, he picks up that third. And I know Coach Adram's thinking, man, if we could have just got that clock stopped and got him out of the game beforehand. The free throw is up and in by Schaefer. 25-21. So back in will be Brady Staten. And the second free throw now for Schaefer. Is on the way, and it is good. So the scoring has picked up a little bit here over the last couple of minutes. 57 seconds to go before half. Full court pressure, man-to-man style being put on now. They'll get out of that and let the ball be brought up by Bender. Gets around one, gets around two. Free throw line, fires it to Stoker. Didn't handle it cleanly, had to shove it out to Burr. And he'll bring it back out and reset it at midcourt. Burr swings it over on the right side to Staten. Surprised Kennesaw doesn't play for one here. Staten kicks it into the corner to Burr. 35 seconds to go, and they've got the lead. Takes it back out to Staten. In between the circles, they quickly reverse it right side to Bender. Bender to the right-hand corner. Staten's there again. It's like there's four of them out there. They're trying to run the ball through him. Over to Kimley. Kimley kicks it back out on the wing to Bender. Bender finds a seam. He comes into the paint. It's knocked away from behind by Schaefer, but he gets it back. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. He gets it down to Stoker. Back down top. Ball fake Kimley. Beautiful. Got around his defender and hits the layup. Boy, Overton bit on the ball fake. Kimley hits it. 5 seconds to go. 4 seconds. Ayton will pull up. Fire a 25-footer. It is short, and we go to halftime. The Kennesaw Blue Devils, 27. And the Overton Eagles, 22. Oh, no, we've got a foul. We've got a foul here as the whistle sounds. Let's see what has happened. I think the foul was on the rebound after the three, and it's going to go on. Let's see who it's going to go on. I'm not sure. It's going to go on Overton. And at the line with a gift here will be Brady Staten. The foul was called on Kaiser, his first, and that puts Kennesaw on the 1-1. So fighting for that meaningless rebound, a foul called, and the free throw dances around and goes. Staten is 3-for-3 at the line for his only points here in the half. And all of a sudden, this lead could be 7 again. And it's not. It stays at 6. So now we're ready to go to the half. And your score, Kennesaw 28 and Overton 22. We're back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust. Eustis Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earned that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back, everyone. We are here at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and, of course, to the fine folks here at Kearney Catholic with Athletic Director Rick Petrie, Dwayne Schmidt, and the folks that take care of us every ball game here at Kearney Catholic. And it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Scoreboard says 28-22, Kennesaw leading Overton as we are here at halftime of our D1 championship game. A reminder that we have got girls state tournament action coming your way beginning on Thursday. Here on Classic Hits, Amherst will take on the same team they played in the first round of the state tournament last year. It's West Point Guardian Angels Central Catholic. It's called Guardian Angels Central Catholic now in West Point. That game is at Lincoln Southwest at 9. That'll be followed by Minden taking on Hershey at Pershing Auditorium at 10:45. Then we've got three more games later in the day on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Blue Hill will play North Platte St. Pat's at 2 o'clock. Sandy Creek will play Concordia at 3:45. Now, the Blue Hill game is at Lincoln Southeast. Sandy Creek is at Pershing. And then Giltner, their girls make their first ever trip taking on Elkhorn Valley. That game is Thursday night at 7 at Lincoln Southwest. And again this year, every girls and boys championship game on Saturday can be heard on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, the only radio station in the state of Nebraska to bring you every championship game from the state basketball tournament. Who will be there? Well, we know who's there for the girls, but how about for the boys? It is Kennesaw and Overton. Overton might get a wild card if they don't come back tonight. Kennesaw has to win the game, and they lead it by a score of 28-22. We'll take a break. Be back with a look at the first half stats right after this on Classic Hits.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Just like athletics, to assure a winning combination with insurance, you need the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. Contact the Krull Agency for protection written through the Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity recovery coverage built into their auto policies for no additional premium. Call the Krull Agency, Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Krull Agency, the IMT Group, and you, your winning combination.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. 19-19, Giltner and Loomis at the half. And here it is 28-22, Kennesaw leading Overton. Let's take a look at your first half numbers. First off, for the Overton Eagles, Matt Ayton has 5 points and 5 rebounds. Joel Schaefer, 4 points, 1 rebound. Dallas Bavard, 2 rebounds. Tanner Ryan, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Creighton Ryan, 2 points, and Jacob Olmstead has 7 points but has yet to collect a rebound in this basketball game. 7 rebounds in the first quarter. I had Overton for just 3 in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, 2 of 5 in the second. And turnovers, 3 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. Foul situation. Dallas Bavard and Hayden Cahoy each have 2 for Overton. 8 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, the Eagles have 22 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from three-point land, and 5 turnovers. We'll look at Kennesaw's numbers right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we are back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Trevor Burr has 2 points and 1 rebound. Brady Staten, 3 points. Tyler Schnitzler, 7 points. And that was all in the second quarter because he had 2 fouls in the first 30 seconds of this game. He has 1 rebound. Dalton Bender, 4 points, 1 rebound. Cole Kimberly, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Gavin Robinson, 2 rebounds. Zane Woodman, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Mason Stoker, 4 points and 2 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, we had credited Tyler Schnitzler with a 3, but they only have it as a 2 in the book, so only 1 3-pointer officially has been taken by Kennesaw. They missed that in the first quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Tyler Schnitzler has 3, nobody else with more than 1. 12 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, and at the half, Kennesaw 28 points, 13 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, and 8 turnovers. It's 16-7 Kennesaw, leading 19-4 Overton at the half, 28-22. 19-19, Giltner and Loomis at the half. That game is currently on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Aurora leading Hastings High over at Kearney High. They are at half. Aurora 22, Hastings 16. That's on 1230 AM KHAS. And at UNK, the Lopermen leading Shadron State 37-23 with 3 minutes to go before halftime in the first round of the RMAC tournament. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, your quality, dependable trash hauling service for farm, home, or business. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. 28-22, Kennesaw has the lead, and the second half is next.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh, and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doug Good along with Stacy Johns here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Overton. And Kennesaw will get the ball to start the third quarter. We haven't had a block shot. We haven't had a jump ball. But we have had a few fouls and a little bit of scoring in this game and trying to set things up into Bender. The ball is deflected away but picked back up there by Tyler Schnitzler. And that will be the key. Schnitzler's got to stay away from that fourth foul here in the third quarter. Swing it over to the right side to Gavin Robinson to the high post, trying to knock it away from Bender in the left-hand corner. 18-footer is on the way. It's no good. Offensive rebound pulled down there by Gavin Robinson. Robinson gets it into the paint. Bender turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Ayton. Ayton actually has 6 boards, and then the outlet pass is stolen away. Turnover, 2-on-1, taking it in. Ayton will foul Zane Woodman. And Zane will go to the line to shoot 2. That's the second foul on Ayton. So for Kennesaw, they've already scored more points in the first half than they did in 3 quarters against Amherst, but then found a way to make that massive comeback and win in overtime. At the line, the free throw by Zane Woodman is right through there, his third point of the basketball game, 29-22. Overton had a brief 2-point lead in this game, and Kennesaw has the biggest lead at 9. The second free throw, no good, but an offensive rebound. Trying to throw it up. Bender, no good. Tip try, no good. Bender gets it, and he's fouled. That is going to just really irritate Coach Jay Stair. His team should be winning the battle of the boards, and they are not so far tonight. Good hustle by Kennesaw. And at the line will be Dalton Bender to shoot 2. Bender has not been to the line, and his first free throw is right through there. Makes it 30-22. On the season, Kennesaw, pretty good free throw percentage team, right about 63%, I guess, if I read that right. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead, and I believe, according to my book, that's his first. Overton brings it into the front court. Ayton gives it off on the left wing to Tanner Ryan. Skip pass. Oh, they didn't see it. Olmstead's got it for a layup. You never make that pass, and that's why Kennesaw wasn't expecting it. And Olmstead took it right off the back of the Kennesaw defender and laid it up and in, 30-24. Blue Devils by 6. They've led for all but a moment of this game. Out at midcourt around the circle is going to be Zane Woodman. Woodman picks his dribble up, gives it to Schnitzler, back over to Robinson. Robinson holds the ball, guarded by Olmstead, now in a much tighter man-to-man, and inside they get it to Bender, up and in, and a foul. Doubling down late, the foul will give him a chance at a three-point play. So Dalton Bender now with 7 points in the basketball game. He got by his defender, and the foul called on Tanner Ryan, his second. And Bender, who was just at the line, made one of two, can make this a 9-point game again. Kennesaw has kept its composure and played solid. The free throw is up, but it's too strong, no good. And Heaton will bring down his 7th rebound. Matt will push the ball across the timeline on the right side. Give it up top here to Tanner Ryan. Ryan to the paint, double clutch, tough shot off the glass, no good. And Staten has the rebound here for Kennesaw. Pushes the ball up the floor, but Overton slows him down. Then he walked, but they don't call it. He missed the shot, and then a foul called underneath. Missed a blatant walk that time on Kennesaw. It's going to end up costing Overton, and Jace tear off the bench going, you just got us twice on that one. And the foul will be on Olmstead, his first. And it will send Gavin Robinson to the line. Robinson has not scored in the ball game tonight. And the free throw is up, and it is in. Robinson averages about 6.5 points per ball game. 9-point lead now for Kennesaw, 33-24. They have done nothing tonight to allow Overton to get on any kind of a roll. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound brought down by Olmstead. And he'll give it off to Matt Ayton. Ayton brings the ball across the timeline. Swings it over the left side to Schaefer. Back to Olmstead. Little shake and bake into the paint, and he's going to be fouled. He left his feet, got his arms tied up there by the Kennesaw defender. Now the officials are, I think they're deciding who the foul's on and whether it's a shooting foul. And they're not going to give him shots. The foul will be on Dalton Bender, his second. First of the half here on Kennesaw. And Overton will take it out underneath their own hoop. Ayton to throw it in. Gets it right underneath. And a foul called. Olmstead will go to the line. He was right underneath the hoop. He had to make some room for himself. And now he gets a chance to go to the line and shoot two. His first free throws of the basketball game. The foul on Gavin Robinson is his first. Amazingly, Kennesaw has shot 7 free throws in the first 2 minutes of this half. Now it's Overton's turn, and Olmstead will put it up and in. And after a slow start offensively tonight for Jacob, he has got 10 points and leads the team. 7 points for Schnitzler and Bender for Kennesaw, 6 for Kimley. Second free throw up, and it is in. And by the way, Kimley has done a great job with Schnitzler on the bench a couple of times because of foul trouble. When they've had him in there, he's done outstanding. Olmstead hits them both. It's 33-26. Kennesaw with the lead and the ball on the left wing. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. With it is Zane Woodman. Woodman nearly stolen as he tried to get it to Schnitzler. Schnitzler gives it off into the right-hand corner, dribbling out of there on the low post to Bender, working on Olmstead. Nowhere to go. Kicks it up top. Woodman again. Drive and kick, and then Olmstead knocks it away. Tries to get it up ahead. The ball's loose, and it's taken right back, and then a foul called here on Overton. Overton fans don't like it, but trying to stay away was Joel Schaefer. And Joel going to be called for his first personal foul. Schaefer nudged him trying to get the ball back, and the Kennesaw player didn't immediately fall to the ground, and so that's why there was a little disgruntlement against or by the Eagle fans as Schnitzler drives. Good bounce pass through the lane. Lays it off for Robinson, but missed the bunny. And the rebound brought down by Hayden Cahoy, his first. Overton runs. There's Olmstead. Jump stop at the hoop. Missed it on the other end. Ball is tapped out to Dallas Bavard. Bavard out to Olmstead for three. That one doesn't go. And then we've got a foul. Ayton went high in the air to get the rebound, and I think they're going to call Kennesaw for backing into him. And the foul is going to be on Zane Woodman, his second, and the team's third. So the intensity's starting to pick up here. Halftime, UNK 45-27. Over Shadron State in the RMAC tournament. Inbounds pass comes to the right elbow. The jumper is up and in. Dallas Bavard's knee kind of buckled when he went up, and he still was able to find that ball and put it in the hole. 33-28 Kenesaw. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter of play on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you at Kearney Catholic High School. Schnitzler picks his dribble up. He's trapped near midcourt. Jump pass over to Robinson. Fires it into the corner to Trevor Burr. Back up top, Schnitzler. Kenesaw not a three-point shooting team. They've only attempted one. Up top with it, Burr. Swings it right side against the man-to-man to Robinson. Trying to lose Overton on a screen here, being very patient. High post again, Schnitzler right side to Burr. Nothing there. Bounce pass to the left wing. Kick it into the corner to Tyler Schnitzler. Good defense this time down the floor by Overton, making Kenesaw work. Out to Woodman. Back to Schnitzler, left wing. Guarded there by Ayton. And they'll re-kick it out. Another chance. Robinson. Now they go back cut. Olmstead denies the entry pass to Burr. And a turnover by Kenesaw. Their 10th of the game, second of the half. Eight will bring the ball. All right, I believe we are back here. There is some severe weather in the area, but not right in our backyard. What you missed was a layup here by Dallas Bavard for Overton and then timeout by Kenesaw. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. It's Kenesaw 33 and Overton 30 in the D15 Boys District Championship game here on Classic Hits. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on, always.
And we're back out of the Kenesaw timeout there. First, each team has four remaining. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. And it is 33-30. Kenesaw with the lead here. They've led virtually the whole game. Dump it down low to Stoker, who's back in. Draws the double team. Kicks it out to Schnitzler. Can't get the shot. Kenesaw all of a sudden becoming a lot more patient with the basketball here. Overton's defense is picked up, but Kenesaw not pulling the trigger immediately when they're open. Schnitzler in the left-hand corner, guarded by Ayton. Back out top, they go to Kimley. Over to Burr. Trying to dump it inside to Stoker. Off his knee, the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Overton. It also appears Kenesaw only has about two kids down there that are looking to shoot the ball. The rest are just trying to get it inside and kind of somebody to throw the ball through. And Dalton Bender will re-enter the game. Just 5 points here in this quarter for Kenesaw. 8 on the board for Overton. It was 28-22 at the half. Now it's 33-30. Schnitzler on the right wing off the inbounds. Can't go anywhere. Kicks it back out top to Kimley. Swings it over to Trevor Burr. Kenesaw with the ball on the left wing. Into the hands there of Tyler Schnitzler. Back between the circles to Kimley. Kimley drives left elbow. Finds some room. Comes in the paint. Lays it up but missed it. Kenesaw's missed a couple bunnies, and the rebound brought down by Dallas Bavard. His fourth run to the other end, and on the layup attempt, a foul will be called, and that will send Joel Schaefer to the line to shoot two. Trevor Burr with his second and fourth team foul. And for Schaefer, he's 2 of 2 at the line tonight. 4 points, one rebound, all of that in the first half. Again, Hastings was trailing at half. They're just underway in the second half over there. Giltner and Loomis were tied at the half. UNK an 18-point lead over Shadron State at the half. And the free throw is up. And it is in by Joel Schaefer. 33-31. a chance to make it a one-point game. This would be as close as Overton's been since they had that brief lead, but he missed the free throw. And going over the top, Olmstead saves the ball out for a three to Ayton. It is no good. Olmstead grabs another rebound. His putback no good, and then Stoker finally grabs it for Kennesaw. That would have kept the Overton crowd in it if they would have scored there to tie or take the lead. As Bird drives into the paint, pass is deflected away, and in that loose ball, a foul called on the Blue Devils. Foul's going to go on Mason Stoker. That'll be his first. But this may come down to a free throw shooting contest in the second or in the fourth quarter because both teams have five fouls, 2 minutes left here in the third. Both teams right around a 64% free throw shooting team of the year. Right-hand corner, Bavard. Bavard dribbles out of there, throws it in for a three. It's going to be off the mark by Joel Schaefer. The ball is kicked back out to Hayden Cahoy. To Olmstead, draws a foul while he's in the air. The shot rolls off the rim, no good. And Olmstead will get two free throws. Now Kennesaw with a question on what happened in Stoker. Back-to-back fouls. So Jacob Olmstead at the line. He's 2 for 2, 10 points, 4 rebounds, after not having anything through the first quarter. And the free throw by Olmstead is good. 33-32. Overton has cut it to one. And the second free throw now, trying to tie things up. Olmstead takes the breath, bends the knees, ties the game. Jacob Olmstead says, not tonight. And he has 6 of the quarter and a game-high 13. We're tied at 33, the first tie since it was 2-2. And now Olmstead picks the pocket from behind. Kennesaw turns it over for the third time in a quarter. A minute 40 to go here in quarter number 3. The Overton fans in front of us coming to their feet. On the right side with it is Bavard. Olmstead for 3, but it's short. And the rebound comes out to Brady Staten. 0 for 4 in this quarter from downtown for Overton. They're just 2 of 13 in the game. And Olmstead sneaks in from behind, 30 feet away from the hoop, and gets another steal. So what Kennesaw was doing a good job of in the first half, protecting the ball, not so much here lately. Bavard on the right side of the key. Back up top, they'll go to Cahoy. Swinging to the left-hand corner to Ayton down low. They get it underneath to Bavard. The left-hand jumper, no good. And a rebound brought down by Tyler Schnitzler, who has not been heard from here in this quarter. Up the floor, Kimley. Kimley leaves it off on the baseline. Coming in, trying the reverse layup. No, then the ball's thrown up for grabs. There's nobody there. Dalton Bender got lost at the baseline and didn't know what to do with it, and that is 3 straight turnovers by the Blue Devils and a timeout on the floor here by Kennesaw. Only 51 seconds remain here in the third quarter of play. We're tied at 33.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clearance. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, the Kennesaw Blue Devils have been on 33 points for quite some time now, and they need to find a way to get that offense going once again, as they are tied up now after seeing a 9-point lead evaporate here in this basketball game. And Overton gets the ball with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, knotted up at 33. Could take their first lead since the first quarter. Going for the steal, knocking it away. Kimley, it's loose. Picked back up by the Eagles, and then they end up traveling with the basketball. Their third turnover of the quarter. 40 seconds remain here in quarter number 3. Now Kennesaw with a chance to maybe regain the lead. At midcourt with it will be Kimley. Kicks it off into the corner to Robinson. Clear it back out top to Staten. And they may try and play for the last shot here. And then it's dribbled off the foot and out of bounds. As Brady Staten was looking over at Coach Ainram, he dribbled the ball off of his foot and out of bounds. 6 turnovers in the quarter here for the Blue Devils, and back to Overton with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Coach Jay Stair, who rarely gets off the bench, is off the bench now saying, hold the ball, go for one. Ayton dribbling in place, gives it to Olmstead on the left wing, checks the clock with 15. Back up top to Cahoy. to Ayton. They're trying to set up a two-man game here. 7 seconds to go. Looking for Olmstead. He's got it outside the arc, left corner. Decides to take the long jumper. It is no good. Offensive put back at the horn is good. Joel Schaefer, a fadeaway, puts it up and in. And for the first time since the first quarter, Overton has taken the lead. And now Kennesaw has to regroup and have another big fourth quarter. Overton 35, Kennesaw 33. We head to the fourth right after this on Classic Hits.
Just like Athletic, to assure a winning combination with insurance, you need the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. Contact the Crawl Agency for protection written through the Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity recovery coverage built into their auto policies for no additional premium. Call the Crawl Agency, Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Crawl Agency, the IMT Group, and you, your winning combination.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic. Overton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter with the lead for the first time here in the second half of play. 35-33. Olmstead drives in, collision, puts it up over Robinson and scores. 15 points now for Olmstead and a four-point lead here at 37-33. How will Kennesaw respond? They've led most of this game. Schnitzler with it up top. Gets it down to the low block. Off the glass. A foul, and the shot goes for Brady Staten. He's got 5 points in the game. Giltner leading Loomis 33-26 after three quarters of play. And Aurora leading Hastings 34-28 after three quarters of play. A foul on Joel Schaefer is his second. Team fouls are now even at six. We'll shoot free throws the rest of the game. And Kennesaw's went over 5 minutes, I believe, without scoring until that bucket right there. And Staten hits the free throw to make it a three-point play. 37-36 in favor of Overton. And the jumper is up and in by Dallas Bavard. He's got 6 points all in the half. Now at the other end, driving in, making the pass underneath. Olmstead blocks the shot of Kennesaw's Gavin Robinson. And on the loose ball, we have got a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Tanner Ryan, his third. So the pace somewhat picking up here as Overton outscored Kennesaw 13-5 last quarter. And at the line, Dalton Bender. He's one of three. And the first one is good. He's got 8 points. 39-37. The winner goes to State. Kennesaw has to win. Overton would have a shot at a wild card. Second free throw now for Dalton Bender. On the way, and it is good. So Bender hits them both. And it's 39-38, Overton a minute into the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits. Overton just 2 of 14 from three-point land, by the way. They get it inside Bavard. He's challenged. His shot rolls over the rim. No good. The rebound brought down by Brady Staten. And at the other end, here's a drive and a layup is up and in by Bender. Dalton Bender with 11 points. And Kennesaw regains the lead at 40-39. 6:40 to go. Olmstead on the left side of the key with the basketball. Brings it up top to Schaefer to Ayton. Bavard in there, as is Ryan. Olmstead trying to force something. Can't get the shot. Now they dump it inside. Schaefer's there, and he's going to be fouled. Schaefer snuck into the paint when Olmstead came to the high post. The foul will be called on Zane Woodman, his third. And at the line, Joel Schaefer to shoot two. He's 2 of 3 at the line. Has 7 points in the basketball game. And the free throw is up, and it is in. Kearney Bearcats were defeated tonight 59-36 by Omaha Central. ending Kearney's season, the number one team in the state. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Schaefer hits them both, and Overton regains the lead, 41-40. 6:20 to go. Three timeouts remain for Kennesaw, four for Overton. Both teams are in the 1-1. And it's a one-point Overton lead. Kennesaw trying to spread the floor down to the low block, right side to Bender. Knocked out of his hands by Olmstead. Olmstead's did a little bit of everything here tonight. Besides his scoring and handful of rebounds, he has got a handful of steals. And now Schnitzler to throw it in. Back door, they get it, and we're going to get a foul because Robinson was open, and Cahoy got caught on the screen. And I believe Hayden's going to get his third personal foul. And at the line to shoot the 1-1, Zane Woodman. He's 1 of 2 at the line. He has 3 points. Takes his time here. Chance to tie it. And it skips off the rim a little flat. No good. The ball's tipped into the hands, though, of Dalton Bender. And Bender will lay it up and in. Already 6 in the quarter for Bender. And a great start to the fourth quarter here for Kennesaw. They had 5 points in the third quarter, and they scored 9 in 2 minutes here in the fourth. 42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Ayton layup, sits on the rim and in. 7 for Ayton. First bucket of the second half for Matt. 43-42 Overton. We've got a battle here at Coke Gymnasium. Between the circles with the ball for the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Staten. He'll give it off to Schnitzler. Now, Tyler has been very quiet. All 7 of his points in the second quarter. He's played the whole second half with 3 fouls. He has another baseline, and as he tries to drive, Matt Ayton grabbed him, and that'll be the 3rd foul on Ayton. And the 9th team foul, Tyler Schnitzler to the line to shoot a 1-1. He is 1 for 1 from the line. And again, a chance to tie the game. And if he can make them both, give Kennesaw the lead. And the free throw is up, but it's right through there for Schnitzler. Don't forget, when the game's done, the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats, coaches' interviews, so keep it right here. And the next free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Schnitzler hits them both. 44-43, Kennesaw leads it by one. Across the timeline will be Ayton. Swings it over the left wing to Schaefer, and his bounce pass will be kicked. Kennesaw came out with the ball, but they had kicked it. Again, Giltner leading Loomis in the fourth. Aurora leading Hastings in the fourth. UNK an 18-point lead over Shadron State at half. Trying to get it inside to Olmstead. Double team, triple team. Makes the pass to the right elbow. And Cahoy's shot comes up short. Rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. And a chance to extend the one-point lead here for Kennesaw with 5 minutes to go in the game. It'll be Staten to get it into the front court. Over to Schnitzler. Schnitzler hands it off to Zane Woodman. Back up top to Robinson. On the left wing, Schnitzler standing right on the three-point line. Holds the ball, decides to kick it back out to Woodman. Back to Schnitzler. Not open, so he'll go on the low block. Hand off from Bender back to Schnitzler. An impossible reverse layup. It almost went. Now we've got a whistle on the rebound attempt, and they're going to call it on Kennesaw. Oh, they're going to say that there was a hand in the net. Okay. Basket interference called on Kennesaw, so Overton will get the basketball. 44-43 Kennesaw, and Overton will call a full-length timeout, their first full of the game. Both teams will have 3 timeouts remaining. 4:31 to go in the contest in our D15 district final, Kennesaw 44, Overton 43 on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Of course, we'll be following these teams if and when they make it to the state tournament. Paxton leading Sandhills Thetford at the half, 32-25. The Lopers blowing out Chadron State, 60-36, with 14.5 to go in their game. Here, Kennesaw leading 44-43 over Overton with 4:20 to go in the game. Eagle basketball out of the timeout. LeVarn on the low post, right side, kicks it back out on the wing to Joel Schaefer. Schaefer back into the corner to LeVarn against a Kennesaw zone defense off that inbounds. Gives it to Ayton. Olmstead calling for the ball. He's all by himself. There's the pass off the screen for the three, but it is no good. And the rebound comes out to Dalton Bender. Couldn't have been much more open than that tonight for Jacob Olmstead, and it did not fall. He does have 15 points, but Overton is 2 of 15 beyond the arc. Kennesaw, 0 of 1. And a foul call, or the ball going out of bounds. They're going to let Bavard get away with one, and then tripping over the chair there, trying to stay in bounds and falling off the floor was Gavin Robinson. They quickly go to look at him, but he pops up and says, I'm okay. 3:45 remains, 44-43 Kennesaw. Blue Devils inbound. Gets it to the right elbow to Bender, gives it right back to Schnitzler. Schnitzler guarded out there 25 feet away by Ayton. Ball fake, gets him into the paint, can't go any farther. Kicks it back out top to Staten. Staten uses his dribble. Schaefer comes up on him, swings it to Schnitzler. Oh, he was by Ayton and then dribbled it off his hip, so he had to go back and get it to Robinson. He's not looking to shoot at all. Into the corner they go to Staten. Back up top. A walk called. Kennesaw had some good looks there and decided not to pull the trigger. That's the first turnover by either team here in the fourth quarter with 3:20 to go, 44-43. Now that's 15 in the game for Kennesaw. Overton has 8. 19-4 Overton, 16-7 Kennesaw. On a right elbow with it up top, they'll go to Ayton. Holds the ball, Kennesaw back in a man over to Bavard. Off the screen, pull-up jumper from 16, it's good. Dallas Bavard, all 8 of his points in the second half. Overton regains the lead by 1. 3 minutes to go, 45-44 Eagles. Spin move Schnitzler, working on Ayton. Makes him pick his dribble up, hands it off to Bender. Swings it out of the left wing to Staten. Well, in Kennesaw right now, not everybody out there is going to shoot the ball. That's not a problem for Overton. Woodman with it out on the right side of the key. Zane has one layup in the ball game. That's his only shot, I think. 2:30 to go. Schnitzler, skip pass over to Woodman. We may see a timeout here. Coach Ainram is right there by the official. The ball goes through Bender's hands. He lost it. Nobody got it. Picked up by Overton. Baseball pass to the other end. Olmstead, nowhere to go. Finds the trailer. Bavard, the layup is good. Dallas Bavard with 10 points in the basketball game. 47-44. Kennesaw hustles it into the front court. And now, timeout by the Blue Devils. It'll be a full length timeout. 2:08 to go in a basketball game. Overton 47, Kennesaw 44 on Classic Hits.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance, flexibility, and the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. The AgriSure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best-in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, delivering the seed you need and ordered. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda with you here at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. A little early to talk about free throw percentage for Overton, but you don't want to foul Olmstead. He's their best. Kennesaw ball, though, down by 3, 2:05 to go. Schnitzler with the basketball, but has not got a bucket since the second quarter. Low block Bender faces up, squares up on Olmstead. Olmstead came around, wants to make him take it into the lane, so he does. The one-hand jumper, no good. Tip try inside once, no good. Fight inside, foul. We've got free throws coming. Keeping it alive was Gavin Robinson. And now Tyler Schnitzler will go to the line. to shoot two more free throws. He got two boards in there, and he was being tackled the second time around. Olmstead with the foul. That's the 10th. So everything from here on out for Kennesaw would be two free throws. Schnitzler, free throw up, and it is no good. Tyler Schnitzler on the season from the free throw line is a 71% free throw shooter. Needs the second one here. And Schnitzler can't get it. Rebound brought down by Olmstead, his fifth of the half. 47-44 up the floor to Bavard. Well, they had it underneath Hayden Cahoy, but they decided to slow it down with a minute 40 to go. They pulled the ball out, 47-44 Overton, and Kennesaw immediately fouls, and an uneducated fan of the front row wants an intentional. You're not going to get an intentional foul at this point of the game. The passion, though, is there. And at the line to shoot the one-and-one is going to be Matt Ayton, and he is only about a 50% free throw shooter. 56%, and the free throw is up, but it is no good, and the ball is tipped into the hands of the man that made the foul, Cole Kimley, his fifth of the ball game. So Ayton could not connect. A minute 30 to go. Olmstead trying to get the steal. Olmstead getting the steal. Olmstead hands the basketball off, gives it to Schaefer, kicks it back out of the right wing to Ayton, to Olmstead. Big turnover and another foul. That's not the man they wanted to foul. And that one was a little rougher. And the officials may be discussing whether that was intentional or not. The foul will be called a one-and-one on Cole Kimley. I don't think Kimley wanted to even foul him. He was trying to get out of the way, and then he just clocked Olmstead, who's 4-for-4 at the line. 82% free throw shooter on the season. And the free throw. Front end of a one-and-one. Up three with a minute 17 to go. Here at Cope Gymnasium. And Olmstead takes his time, bends the knees, fires the ball, up and in. A two-possession game right now for Overton. They have never led by more than four, and they could take that lead to five right here with Olmstead, the best free throw shooter in a basketball uniform tonight, and he hits it. Olmstead with 17. It's 49-44. It is a 8-0 run here, a near double dribble up here by Schnitzler. Schnitzler gets it back, got by his man, takes it in, lays it up and in. Tyler Schnitzler gets the layup. He now has 11 points. It's 49-46, 1 minute to go. Overton trying to play keep away. You do not want to foul Olmstead. He loses his dribble, gets it into the hands there of Schaefer. That's who they want. Ooh, and they reach for the ball and call a foul on Gavin Robinson. Robinson nearly knocked it out of his hands. And now to the line will be Joel Schaefer. On the season, Schaefer is a 58% free throw shooter. Tonight, he is 5 of 6 for 9 points. And this will be a double bonus, which takes a little pressure off. The free throw is up and in. 50-46 in favor of Overton. 55 seconds remain. Kennesaw has two timeouts remaining. The second free throw is good. Clutch free throws by Joel Schaefer. And back into the ball game, Zane Woodman for Kennesaw. 51-46. Blue Devils, they need to keep scoring. A little pressure being put on here. They put it to Tyler Schnitzler. Fake trap him. Schnitzler will bring it across the timeline on the right side, guarded by Ayton. He wants to lose him. Dribbles into the double team, kicks it out to Woodman. Woodman fires a three, but it is short. Looked like it slipped right out of his hands and out of bounds to Overton. Zane Woodman couldn't get it. That's just the second three-pointer attempted by Kennesaw. Now Overton has the ball with 40 seconds. They easily get it into Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy into the front court, and he's fouled. Kennesaw not electing to play backcourt defense, just electing to foul with 37 seconds to go. And Cahoy will go to the line. He has not scored in the basketball game here tonight. And for Hayden Cahoy this season, he is a 67% free throw shooter. And the first one is good. So Overton trying to salt it away at the line. 37 seconds remain. 52-46. Overton's biggest lead. Second free throw on the way. And it is good. A 7-point lead. 53-46. Here comes Kennesaw. They cannot waste time. Schnitzler into the front court. Left-hand dribble all the way to the hoop. Tries to draw the foul, but it is blocked in there by Hayden Cahoy. Picked back up. The shot by Schnitzler, no good. He is fouled. He'll get two free throws with 26 seconds remaining. The foul is on Cahoy. He blocked the shot and didn't get the loose ball and committed the foul. That'll be his fourth. Schnitzler at the line. Missed two earlier. He's 2 for 4 in this quarter. 3 for 5 in a game. First one, no good. Some nerves, some fatigue, and it has affected Kennesaw here with 26 seconds remaining. Schnitzler still needs to knock this one down. It's on the way, and that one's right through there. So Schnitzler gets one of two, 53-47. They get it into Olmstead. They have to foul with 25 seconds to go, and Olmstead will go to the line to shoot two. With 25 seconds left, 53-47, Kennesaw. And again, Kennesaw not a three-point shooting ball club. The foul is the third on Cole Kimley. They are a 25% from the three-point line all season. Olmstead hits the free throw, 54-47. Kimley, Schnitzler, and Burr are your best three-point shooters. Second free throw now for Olmstead. It's up. It's in. He's 8 of 8 at the line. 55-47, an 8-point lead. Now Overton, can you stand by and watch? Schnitzler backs up, fadeaway three. Good. Timeout with 17 seconds to go. So a step-back three, the first three of the game for Kennesaw. And Tyler Schnitzler now, with 8 in the basketball game, has 15 in the game. 55-50. Timeout, Kennesaw. We'll be right back.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Well, it's been a heck of a battle tonight. Kennesaw led until a putback at the third quarter buzzer by Joel Schaefer gave Overton a 35-33 lead. And it's been back and forth, but now Overton up by 5 with the ball. 17 seconds to go. Schaefer to try and get it in. He does. Into the hands of Schaefer from Bavard. And a foul with 13 seconds. So Joel Schaefer will go to the line and shoot a pair. Schaefer, 4 of 4 in the quarter, 7 of 8 in the game. Overton has been very good at the line all game long, and here in the fourth quarter, they're 10 of 11. The foul is the fourth on Kimley. A 5-point game, 2 here, and it's over. The first one good. So maybe just a 64% free throw shooting team on the year, but not here tonight. The Nabisco Sports postgame show coming up, and the next free throw is on the way, and it is in. Timeout here by Overton to get things set up. His team can stand and watch. This game is over, 57-50. The main thing here for Overton is not to commit a foul. 13 seconds remain in this basketball game. We'll keep it here. Overton 57 and Kennesaw 50. So after having to come back from a double-digit deficit in their sub-district final against Amherst with a 28-point fourth quarter, tonight, Kennesaw found themselves down by just 2, and Overton with a big second half. They've scored 35 points in the second half compared to 22 in the first half, and as we've said, they've knocked down 17 free throws in the second half, and they're up 57-50. So here we go, 13.5 seconds to go. Kennesaw gets it inbounds to Kimley. Kimley rushes up the floor, kicks it out to Schnitzler. He's guarded. Takes it off the screen, right to the hoop. They kind of let him go. His layup's up and in, and a timeout, but there's only 3.5 seconds remaining as Kennesaw is just going to come up a little short. They were not able to get the ball to fall like they did in the first half, and Kennesaw, with just 3.5 seconds to go, uses their final timeout, 57-52. Overton will go to state for the third consecutive year with a record of 20-4. Should be right around that number 4 seed. Might get popped up to a number 3 seed. And we'll tell you about that in our post-game show what that means for the Overton boys and the state tournament bracket coming up down in Lincoln in Class D1. They will play at Lincoln East. Now Overton just really needs to get the basketball inbound. Kennesaw had too many guys on the floor, but 3.5 to go and down 5. All they've got to do is get it in. Deny, deny, deny. Now they do get it in. Kennesaw will not foul, and this game is over. The final score, the Overton Eagles, 57. The Kennesaw Blue Devils, 52. A very hard-fought and, for the most part, well-played basketball game here tonight. What you want to see when you're playing in the district final. But in the end, Overton able to find that extra gear to take that team back to the state tournament and play for a D1 title. Kennesaw will end the year at 16-8. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back. Coach Jay Stair will be joining us here momentarily before they take the pictures as we get ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports continuing to serve the clubs, teams, schools, and organizations of the area as they have for the past 40 years. Misco Sports, if you've got an order to place or have questions, call their office at 728-5261. 57-52, Overton gets the win over Kennesaw tonight, led by Jacob Olmstead with 19 points in the basketball game. And we'll give you all the numbers here in just a moment on the Misco Sports postgame show. But before he gets his smiling face out there for a district championship picture, head coach Jay Stair joins us here. Coach, congratulations. Hard fought, pretty well played game by both teams tonight.
Yeah, you know, Kennesaw came out and, you know, I don't know if our kids underestimated them or not, but, you know, they do a very good job. They're well coached. They're disciplined. You know, they ran their offense like they needed to run it, and they took advantage of some mismatches at the time. And, you know, we couldn't find our legs very good. They were getting easy baskets on us underneath. We were resorting to fouling at times, and we just were out of sinks. And their defense, you know, it's not that their defensive pressure was there, but they were, you know, they were causing us problems. We were settling for outside shots and weren't attacking the glass for rebounds, and they were getting every rebound. And it seemed like, you know, as a coach, it seems like they were making everything. I mean, they shot well, I think, in the first half there. And obviously from the free throw line down toward the end, they missed a few, but it just seemed like every time they got to the free throw line, they were making shots too. But you know, our kids, they stepped up, they played defense and got some good steals at the right time, and we made enough plays to win the game there at the end.
Well, free throw shooting went your way tonight. 12 of 13 in the fourth quarter, 21 out of 25 for the basketball game from the line. You turned it over less than Kennesaw did. A lot of steals for you forcing those turnovers tonight. Tyler Schnitzler, you've got to come into the game with a game plan thinking, we got to do something with this young man. He gets two fouls in 30 seconds, and all of a sudden, he's not part of the game in the first quarter. How did that change the dynamics, and they still find a way to have a first quarter lead?
Well, you know, when you have probably your most athletic player, your best player on your team, when you rely on him for certain things and they're not in the game, a lot of times if the team is a good team like Kennesaw is, that was probably a blessing in disguise because everybody else had to step up their play, and they contributed from a lot of different people. You know, the Bender kid inside, was scoring. I don't know what 51's name is.
Stoker.
I mean, they did their job, and they realized that he was out for the pretty much the whole first quarter, and they made the plays that they needed to. And, you know, once he got back in, their confidence just it was still there. And then when you throw him in there in the mix, you know, it was very difficult for us. And, you know, we kind of battled and got it back to three. Then they'd hit a big shot, and then right at the end they're making some free throws to go into halftime. And, you know, we definitely were in a dogfight, and that's a tribute to them. And with him getting out, you're thinking as a coach too, you're thinking, well, that might help us out a little bit. But like I said, those kids rallied and they played well.
64% free throw shooting team on a year, 12 of 13 in the fourth quarter. You never allowed Kennesaw to have a chance to get back in the game once you took the lead. Olmsted got off to a slow start, didn't really do anything stat-wise in that first quarter, but then from there on out, he does what he's done so long and so many times for you. Ends up tonight with 19 points, maybe only about 5 rebounds, a block. He had a few steals in there. What was the key to get that lead and keep it in the fourth quarter?
Well, you know, we got the lead right away at the beginning of the game. I think it was 2-0 and then 4-2 maybe, and then after that, we were playing from behind. And when I told him once we got the lead there after the end of the third quarter when Joel Schaefer hit that shot, I'm just like, play with the lead this time, you know, don't make it hard on yourself, get after it, and, you know, be smart with your offense and, you know, make the plays that you need to. And, you know, the 64% as a team free throw shooting, since I've been at Overton, that might be one of the best team percentages that we have had. And, you know, we've had about 4 games this year to where we've been 18 of 21 a couple times. We've been 21 of 26, 21 of 25, 22. I mean, we've made some shots when we needed to, especially at the free throw line. And, you know, you tell the kids that you win and lose games at the free throw line. And luckily, you know, our percentage was good for us, and, you know, we made them at the right time.
Jay, I won't keep you. I'll let you go down and celebrate third consecutive trip to the state tournament. And we'll see you next Thursday in Lincoln. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Thank you for your coverage, man.
You bet, buddy. 57-52, a win tonight for the Overton Eagles. We'll be back and take a look at the final stats right after this timeout.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
Just like Athletic, to assure a winning combination with insurance, you need the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. Contact the Krull Agency for protection written through the Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity recovery coverage built into their auto policies for no additional premium. Call the Krull Agency, Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Krull Agency, the IMT Group, and you, your winning combination.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. I want to give you a few other finals that have rolled into us now. By the way, Kearney was defeated tonight by Omaha Central 59-36. It was Giltner defeating Loomis 47-36. Paxton leads Sandhills Thedford 47-38 with 5.5 to go in a basketball game. And UNK with 10 minutes to go in the first round of the RMAC tournament, leading Shadron 66-44. Over at the Health and Sports Center. Right now, let's take a look at the final numbers of our ball game, starting with the Kennesaw Blue Devils. I had Trevor Burr for 2 points and 1 rebound. Brady Staten, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Tyler Schnitzler, 17 team-high points for his ball club, 7 of them in the second quarter and then 10 more in the fourth quarter of play. He only played 30 seconds in the first quarter, but that's has nothing to do with why they lost this basketball game, because they were up 12-8 after one. He had 4 rebounds. Dalton Bender, 13 points at a team high, 6 rebounds. 9 of those were in the second half. Cole Kimberly, 6 points all in the first half, 5 rebounds. Gavin Robinson, 1.5 rebounds. Zane Woodman, 3 points, 2 rebounds. And Mason Stoker had 4 points and 3 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, 9 of 17. Hurt him a little bit there in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers for Kennesaw. They had 8 in the first half and 9 in the second half. 28 points at halftime, 24 in the second half, and Kennesaw finishes with 52 points, 29 rebounds, 13 out of 22 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from three-point land, and 17 turnovers as Kennesaw will see their season come to an end with a record of 16-8. We'll look at the numbers for the Overton Eagles right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back. It's time for a look at Overton stats here in the Misco Sports postgame show. Format 8 tonight, 7 points and a game high 8 rebounds. Joel Schaefer ends up with 13 points tonight. Schaefer, an incredible night for him. Now, again, they did a lot of work at that free throw line tonight in the basketball game. But Joel, who averages about 5.5 points a game, gets 13 points. And tonight he was 9 of 10 from the line. He had 2 rebounds. Dallas Bavard, 10 points all of the second half. He had 4 rebounds. Tanner Ryan, 4 points. They were all back in the first quarter. He had 2 rebounds. Hayden Gahoy, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Creighton Ryan, 2 points. And Jacob Olmstead ends up with a game-high 19 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. He was 8 of 8 at the free throw line here tonight. Rebounds, 10 of the first half for the Eagles, 13 of the second half. So they were out-rebounded, surprisingly, I think, by Kennesaw tonight. But Kennesaw needed to win that battle of the boards or at least be competitive to have a chance tonight, and they were. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half and 17 of 19 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, 3 in the second half, including none in the fourth quarter for Overton. The Eagles had 22 points at halftime. They score 35 in the second half and finish with 57 points, 23 rebounds. They were 21 of 25 at the free throw line, 2 of 15 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and just 8 turnovers as the Eagles improve to 20-4 on the season and head to the state tournament for the third consecutive year with a 57-52 victory over the Kennesaw Blue Devils. We'll be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Just like athletics, to assure a winning combination with insurance, you need the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. Contact the Kroll Agency for protection written through the Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMP Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity recovery coverage built into their auto policies for no additional premium. Call the Kroll Agency, Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, the IMP Group, and you, your winning combination.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska. Well, we were trying to catch a quick word with Kennesaw coach Jack Ingram, who just came back out, and he's finishing up a newspaper interview or two. But we want to remind you that we've got more basketball coming your way on the state tournament brackets, and that will begin with the girls' state on Thursday. as we will be in Lincoln for two early morning games here on Classic Hits 98.9, starting in Class D1 from Lincoln Southwest. For the second consecutive year, the Amherst girls will play Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point. That's at 9 a.m. Then at Pershing, Minden and Hershey will play in the first round for the second time in 5 years. That game is at 10:45, and we'll have that action for you. Now we will switch it over to the Breeze, 94.5 FM, later in the day for Blue Hill, North Platte, St. Pat's at 2, Sandy Creek, Concordia at 3:45, and Giltner will play Elkhorn Valley at 7 o'clock. And as the teams keep winning, we will continue to cover them with all six finals, no matter who's in them, again this year, girls and boys, on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In case you missed a couple scores from earlier, it was Omaha Central down in Kearney, 59-36. We also had Giltner, a winner tonight, as they took care of Loomis, 47-36, so they remain unbeaten, the defending state champions. Heading back, UNK was up 22 midway through the second half on Shadron State. And Sandhills-Thenford, we had an update on that one for you for the folks out west. They were trailing Paxton with 5.5 to go, 47-38. Again, you take a look at that state tournament bracket now. And on the boys' side, D1 will be played at Lincoln East. It looks like a 4-5 matchup here for Overton, which would be at 10:45 if they would happen to slide into that 3:45 time slot for a third seed. So we'll see how it all plays out tomorrow, and we'll have it all right here on Classic Hits and on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll have that for you as well. Loomis, even though they lost to Giltner tonight, they still have a chance to come into the ball game and maybe make it to the state tournament. We'll take one final timeout and be back with more after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils and Jack Ainrum. They came so close tonight, and that's not going to make the kids feel any better. But as we said, Coach, this was a good, competitive, hard-fought basketball game.
Yeah, we left it on the floor. We didn't do anything that that we hadn't practiced. We were ready. I thought the kids played well. We just didn't execute a few times in that third quarter and kind of went a little cold and. We just didn't get many opportunities. They stepped it up on defense.
Well, they didn't miss any free throws to give you a chance to get back in a ball game once you guys fell behind. I mean, even if it was just a couple points, they hit the two to take it to four, to take it to six. But before that, obviously, and I talked about it with Coach Stair afterward, how much of the game plan changed when Tyler Schnitzler got two fouls 30 seconds into the game? And then the amazing thing is you're up 12-6, 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. Kimley comes in, does a great job for you. Talk about how things maybe changed in the coach's eyes 30 seconds into this game.
Well, you know, Cole, he was the starter at the beginning of the year. I thought that we needed to go with Zane because we needed a little bit more rebounding presence, a little more strength on the block. And Cole accepted it well. You know, that's not easy to do. The kid is an all-conference player last year. And, for him to step in there tonight, I didn't really have any ideas that he wouldn't do what he was supposed to. But the other kids stepped it up. Brady Staten played well. You know, Trevor Burke came in off the bench. Mason came in and gave some great minutes in that first half. So all my kids, I'm really proud of them. They gave a good effort, and, we just came up a little short.
Talk about Stoker, because it seemed like when he got in there, he did what he was supposed to do every time he got the ball, but it seemed like maybe after the first quarter, Overton kind of figured out what he was going to do with that left hand, and you didn't use him quite as much.
Yeah, they started dropping down on his right side so he couldn't turn to that left side. And Mason's gotten better at it. He just doesn't have a lot of confidence in it. He can go to the left, but he just doesn't have a lot of confidence in it right now. And I think we're going to hopefully get some of that done this summer. And he'll come back next year, and I'm sure he's going to step up and improve his game.
Well, and with Tyler out, and he still ends up leading you with 17 points tonight, other kids had to do some things. And Dalton Bender, he was a very good presence in there for you this evening.
Yeah, Dalton, he's been consistent. He's been our go-to guy in most games when we've had foul trouble or injuries and things like that. He's been rebounding the ball well for us. I had thought about moving him out away from the basket and guarding another kid, but we just needed him in there to rebound the basketball. And he did a nice job again tonight. I can count on him. So,
how tough was Olmstead for your kids tonight?
Well, I watched him on film. I went over and watched him when they played Geltner. I knew what he was. He's an all-state basketball player. He's a heck of a kid. Just tough. Knows what he's supposed to do, and he just does it.
Well, both of these programs, I guess, are still thought of as football programs, but here they are playing a pretty darn good basketball game tonight that wasn't overly physical.
Yeah.
A couple times there was some scraps in there, but that's just good competition.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, the thing is, you've only got a couple kids in Zane and Gavin that won't return next year.
Yeah, a couple important kids,
yeah,
though. Gavin, night in, night out, he always guards the other team's best offensive player. And like I said, we made that switch with Zane because he's a better rebounding presence right now, a little stronger, a little more physical, I guess. And, it's going to be hard to replace him. But I think we got some kids that can step up, maybe not replace him, but can step up and do some things. And we might have to do things just a little different, but not a whole lot.
Well, Coach, thanks for giving us a great basketball game tonight. I wish you could be making the trip. I know the kids do, too, down to Lincoln, but it's going to be another great year. And the spring's not over yet, but, when we get these kids back on the football and the basketball court next year, going to be another good one. So
you bet.
Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight as Kennesaw falls to Overton 57-52. Also, Kearney falls to Omaha Central 59-36. Giltner beat Loomis 47-36 tonight as well, and UNK was taking care of Shattern by 20 with less than 10 minutes to go. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of the team, schools, clubs, and organizations, and getting you ready for baseball and softball as always. Misco Sports, 728-5261. Again, the final score, Overton 57, Kennesaw 52. We'll see you at the Girls State Tournament Thursday when Amherst takes on Guardian Angels. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.